FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army, live here on North Manchester at 106.6 FM. I say live, we're actually, thanks to Nigel, the secretary, we are... Oh, what's this? What is it, Neil?
Early.
Very early, yeah. We're about 4 hours from kickoff, and you join us at Whitby Town for Whitby Town against FC United. And Neil Reynolds, FC United manager, joins us now. I was just saying, it's a stroke of genius because... We're normally jet lagged when we get here, but we're going to be really acclimatised, aren't we?
You've got to credit Nigel Brooks. You know, he's put all the myths to bed. You know, he thought it was going to take us 5 hours. It's actually taken us 2 hours, 20 minutes, you know, but he didn't want to listen to me. But that's his job. And we've got here early and we're glad about that. We're just waiting for the club to open, to be honest, as we stand in the car park, Ben. But no, all good.
Good stuff. Good. First impressions. I have to say, I've been loads of times. I think the pitch is actually, you're going to tell me I'm wrong, but I think it's looking pretty good.
Ben, it's really good. You know, listen, it's really, I can't complain because our pitch isn't great at the minute. It's got full grass coverage. There was once upon a time that, you know, Nathan, the manager, won't mind me saying it, that it was like it had a plough field and cows on it. But the ground staff have done great. They've put a bit of money into it. It's soft down here. You can see why the game was called off a few weeks ago when, you know, it rained. But credit to everybody. It's looking really good and looking forward to a good game of football.
Obviously, we're coming off the back of two wins in the league, plus, of course, the win against Dragoons in the Phoenix Trophy. So it's looking all right, isn't it, at the moment, morale-wise?
I mean, morale-wise, confidence-wise, it's always good when you're winning. And like you said, we beat Dragoons and did that kickstart us into the Addison win and the Bayfield win Saturday. But, you know, with all the good news, there's always a little bit of a setback. And tonight, we don't travel with Charlie Oliver. He's got work commitments. We don't travel with Aaron Morris, work commitments. We don't travel with Michael Donoghue, reoccurrence of the ankle injury. And we've just got to see how it goes. I'm not saying we're depleted, but, you know, we're only travelling with four subs tonight. We tried to get a couple of academy lads, but they were unavailable as well. So, you know, we are what we are. But like you said, the majority bulk of the squad that played Saturday will play again tonight. So we're looking forward to a game of football. But I'm just looking at the league table and, you know, Whitby on 50 points, they'll certainly not rule out the playoff place. I know they're only 9 points away. Nathan, their manager, who I got really well with, will be saying to their lads, it's a must-win game tonight. You know, if you look at their fixtures, they've got Macclesfield last game of the season. They've got Ashton coming up. So they'll target this and look at the league position and think, you know, this is a must-win for them. But, you know, we're resurgent and I think we're going to come here and give them a really good game tonight.
And speaking of those playoffs, they're actually taking on loads of teams who actually have plenty to play for in the closing weeks of the season. I think we should be enjoying ourselves and seeing, not ruin things for people, no. But certainly make people a bit more nervous.
I mean, you know, people tell me that Whitby have had a really good season and, you know, we're only 11 points behind them. And if you take the 3 points off from Mars, and Mars beat them, so they weren't deducted, it puts us 8 points behind them. So it's a tight league, you know, it's a really tight league. So not, you know, we've got a lot of top sides to play. We just want to show people that with our full available squad that we're a good side, and you know if we would have had that full available squad all season, we might not be where we are, but we are, and we've just got to deal with that. So tonight we've just got a couple of fitness issues, Ben. We've got to check on Jordan Buckley, who didn't come off the bench on Saturday. We're hoping to get him some minutes tonight, whether or not it's a start or off the bench. But we're looking to go with George will go in next again. Back four, we'll just change one. Great to give Big Jan Palinkas a rest. So Jan will come in alongside CJ. And, you know, there's been times when we haven't been able to do that this season. So great replacement for Charlie Oliver. Guy at left back and a young Joe at right back. A midfield three of Det McLaughlin, Charlie Ennis and Charlie Munro. And then a front three. And we're just checking on if it could be Buckley down the middle with Gabbard on one side and Bennett the other. If not, we'll either go with Swales or Gilboy in the wide area and go Bennett down the middle. But we're just waiting for the medical team to do the assessment now.
And just a last question then, just before we all go off to the front, have a nice afternoon, and then come back for kickoff. How much are you looking forward to this evening's game under the floodlights, say, the last midweek game of the season?
We're always looking forward to a game of football, and the journey's been great. Brand new coach on the way down here, which was a great journey. Like you said, you know, we give a bit of banter, but Nigel's planned the journey accordingly. Like you said, we can go for a wander around Whitby, fish and chips supper, visit to Dracula's house, and, you know, we'll take it from there. But listen, we're here to do a job tonight, Ben, and hopefully we can pick up something, you know, and get on the coach on the way home and then take that into the Easter weekend.
Well, Neil, big thank you for joining us pre-match, and we'll catch up at full time.
Brilliant. Cheers, Ben.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army, and welcome to our listeners across the world on the good old-fashioned fc-radio.co.uk, and a big hello to our Tuesday night audience on North Manchester 106.6 FM, and a big hello as well to my friend and yours, Mr. Stato Paul, who joins me now on my left-hand side. Hello, Paul. Welcome.
Good evening, everybody.
So welcome to the Turnbull Ground, everyone. Whitby Town against FC United tonight, and this game, the last Tuesday night commentary on North Manchester 106.6 FM this season. How did we get here, Paul? Why is this game sticking out like a sore thumb?
Well, we were supposed to be here on February the 10th. The weather was vile. Whitby have had a lot of postponements in the last couple of months. But fair to say, the pitch is looking really good tonight.
Yes.
It's looking very green and very grassy.
I'm actually stunned.
It's such probably the best it's ever looked.
I think so. It looks amazing. So fair play to everyone at Whitby. And we're hoping for a decent game of football because the pressure's off FC United at the moment. We only need a couple of points and we're mathematically safe. But for Whitby, the pressure's on, isn't it?
It's very much. I spoke to some of their media people and they kind of agree with me that this is a kind of must-win game for them because they've got 9 points to make up on the playoff places. And they're running out of games. They've got 7 games left, like we have. And they're going to have to make a move pretty soon and hope that teams above them drop points.
And as I was saying to Neil then in the pre-match interview, just it's interesting who we're playing because, you know, we've got Macclesfield on Saturday. We're playing Geisler. We're playing Hyde. We're playing Ashton. We're playing all them teams up at the top.
We have a big influence on the promotion running.
And suddenly I'm looking forward to the running because it's like, yes.
It's becoming a bit more meaningful. We can put spokes in wheels.
Yes. I feel like a quiz show host. It's in our hands.
We could be the party poopers of the of April.
Yes. Well, one step at a time and all that. We're still in March. And tonight we're taking on Whitby Town. Team news heading into this game. And obviously you heard in the post-match interview from Saturday's win over Basford United that Charlie Oliver would be unable to make the trip tonight due to work commitments. So Palinkas joins Curtis Jones in the back line. Jordan Buckley was a 50-50 even tonight, but he starts.
Yeah, he may not last 90 minutes, but having said that, we have to get the best out of him we can. With him being in the starting lineup, you obviously look at the bench and think, well, who might come on? There is Gilboy available on the bench.
Now the bench, that's the big news tonight. 4 substitutes, one of whom is DJ Willen, the substitute goalkeeper. When you think like Neil's getting some players back, all of a sudden, story of the season, the rug gets pulled. Just 3 substitutes named, outfield substitutes, and one of them is Josh Askew, who's only recently just re-signed for the club, Lewis Gilboy, and Keelan Swales. That's it.
Askew's had very limited game time this season at Allerton. Mm-hmm. Having said all that, Whitby have not been invincible at home, and our record is quite good against them. But, of course, they'll like to come unstuck tonight. They won 5-1 at Matlock on Saturday, and that's a good lead-in to tonight's game for them. They battered Matlock on the flanks with Thomas and Howells, and Howells got himself a hat-trick on Saturday. He's on loan from Middlesbrough. They'll be quite confident today about a result. Some interesting stats come out of today, though. I mean, it's like 18 games since we drew.
Bamber Bridge.
Going back to Bamber Bridge in November, which is very unusual.
Another game on North Manchester FM. Yeah. Serves.
And the other thing is, we've not won 3 league games in a row since April 2023. It's nearly a year.
Well, that's an interesting stat that you came up with in your preview.
Yeah.
Just how many points we did claw in the last 7 matches of the season last year.
15 out of 21. We won 5 out of the last 7.
We just ran out of steam at the end, didn't we? At Stafford and stuff.
Yeah, but obviously we didn't win them all, but it pushed us up to 8th, whereas it wasn't looking that good at the start of April. And of course, you know, I'm sure the manager will be saying, well, let's do it again, let's push up to say 12th or 11th or something like that. And there is hope there. We could claw above Matlock, I think, with a good result.
Aren't we already above them? I think we've already got above
them. Who's the next one on the rank? Is it Ilston?
I think it's Ilston.
Might be Ilston.
Let me get my phone out, Paul. You keep talking.
So, you know, a very good result here means that I think there is scope for us to climb the table again. We went up one place on Saturday. Now, I know it doesn't mean a lot for us this season, but a finishing position does matter, I think. It can make it look a little bit better.
Workington's the next taxi on
right.
the rank.
Okay.
And they're 2 points up the road. Sorry for all this taxi road analogies. And FC United do have a game in hand over them. Incidentally, we're 2 points behind Bamber Bridge as well. Bamber Bridge have a game in hand on us, though, of course. We are in a very snug press box, and the PA now next to me likes to get up and move around, and I'm a bit worried he's going to knock my laptop over, I'll be honest. So if we do go off air, it's because all my equipment's been sent down the main stand here at the Turnbull Ground. Not expecting a big crowd tonight. I think that was obvious, wasn't it, really, with this rearrangement, and it's a long way to come, but a decent-sized crowd here, hardy bunch.
Yeah, there's the diehards have prized themselves into the Crowbar Stadium.
Good. Very good, Paul. I like that. Let me give you the FC United team then for tonight's game, as both teams are now out onto the pitch, and George Murray-Jones is in goal. Fullbacks will be Joe Ferguson on the right, Guy Hall on the left. Centre-back partnership of Jan Palinkas, who returns to the starting 11 for FC United tonight, alongside Curtis Jones. Charlie Ennis starts, and obviously club captain. Scored on Saturday, he gets the captain's armband tonight. He'll be alongside Charlie Munro and Dec McLaughlin in midfield. And then the attacking midfielders are Aaron Bennett and Dante Gabadon. And up front, all on his own, probably for most of the game, is Jordan Butler. That was a joke. And subjects for FC United, Josh Askew, Lewis Gilboy, Keelan Swales and DJ Willen. And just to let everyone know, live team stats, thanks to our friends at Constructive Coding, liveteamstats.com, the place to go to. There you'll find both starting 11s, all the stats as they happen, plus a live text commentary down this main stand side of the pitch. But Doherty's covering. Doherty gets the ball clear. And, well, it's in between Palinkas and Jones. Oh, and it's not the best of headers from Palinkas. But there was Murray Jones, who just stuck his foot out, really, just before Mundell could take the ball round him. It's FC United very fortunate there. Griffiths now chips it out towards the corner of FC United's penalty area. There's Jones, who clears it on the second attempt. Bennett helps it on its way, plays it towards Buckley. Buckley gets ahead on it and he's chasing it down. He's clearly blocked off there. Referee's not interested. Buckley pursuing the goalkeeper now. Bland clears it. There's McLaughlin, heads it out to this right-hand touchline to Gabadon. Gabadon now, his first attack really down this right-hand side. He's into the penalty area on his left foot, goes for goal, but didn't get much purchase on it, unfortunately. It might have took a nick on the way as well, but that was the first real run forward from Gabadon, and that was promising. Beeden plays the ball long, a challenging ball, but Jones wins it. Gabadon, who's now out on the left-hand side, he switched wings with Bennett. Played through the middle, and I think it's going to find its way here to Haswell. Haswell goes for goal, and just wide of the post. Thomas looking to get the better of Hall. Thomas lays it off here to Smith. Smith leaves it for Thomas. Thomas on his left foot goes for goal. What a shot, and what a save. Murray Jones there, fantastic effort and a fantastic save. And it's going to be a corner. And they take it quickly. No rest for FC United's defence here. Howells to Griffiths. Griffiths now on his right foot, plays it to the edge of FC United's penalty area. Here's Thomas, a back heel there to Mundell. It's helped on its way, and there was Rowe with an effort, and I think he took a deflection off an FC United defender about 4 yards from goal, and it's going to have a play for a corner. FC United entering the 40th minute here on the back foot somewhat.
On the ropes.
But the score is still 0-0, but it is a corner. Corner number 4 now for Whitby Town, who have been knocking on the door, it has to be said, in this opening 40 minutes. Corner from their left-hand side. In it comes, towards the back post area. Header won there by Jones. A good header. Jones, good commanding header. Buckley brings the ball under control. Plays it to Bennett on the far touchline. Bennett riding the challenges and does well. Has to check back, though, under pressure from three Whitby players. Ennis now. Ennis back to Jones. Jones plays it all the way back to Murray Jones, and that was an horrendous back pass, and to be fair, it was destined for the goal, but Murray Jones on the stretch just got his left foot on it, out of play for a throw-in over on the far side.
Again, it was a bobbling ball that Jones played.
Yeah. FC United really struggling with this pitch. That came off a Whitby head. It's going to be a throw-in to FC, so maybe a base camp towards the end of this first half. We're into approaching the last minutes of normal time in this first half. It's a throw-in which Ferguson is going to take. Not too far from the Whitby corner flag on this main stand side of the pitch. Ferguson, Buckley now, shielding that ball with three Whitby players nearby. Can Buckley cross this ball in? He can do better than that, he can win a corner. So corner to FC. Whitby left three players up in the last corner and they're doing the same now. So that's something to watch for FC as they look to cause the problem in the Whitby penalty area. Taken short by Bennett, here's Gabidon. Gabidon now from the right hand side, crosses it in. Jones is there, it breaks for McLaughlin and it's in to the goalkeeper's right and FC United. I'm stunned. 45 minutes on the clock and FC United, who've been on the back foot all the way through this first half, have scored right on half time.
I think that shows you what happens when you have all the possession in a game. You have chances, you don't put them away, and all of a sudden the opposition get one chance and stick it away.
22% possession for FC United in this opening 45 minutes, but it only takes one shot.
That stunned everyone. The home crowd are absolutely speechless, aren't they?
Back into the centre circle. Hurry clearance by Smith, though. Bennett heads it back. Mundell can get to the second ball. Here's Smith. The right-hand side now, the halfway line, plays it long towards FC United's penalty area. Flicked on towards Walker. Walker gets to it first, but he's heading out back to the corner flag. From the left-hand side, crosses this ball in. There's Jones, wins the header. It breaks for Thomas, hits the bar. What a volley from Thomas. Beautiful technique. I'm very unlucky not to get the equaliser. The crossbar's still vibrating, Paul.
It was a terrific hit, and Murray Jones had no way he could get anywhere near it. So, bit of good fortune again for the visitors.
Free kick, goal kick rather, for FC United. Murray Jones takes it. Header won there by Smith. Flicked on. Jones can't get to it. And here's Thomas again. Thomas goes for goal, but Hall,
he's
a vital challenge
a
there from the fullback. And Hall is contesting whether it was a corner or not, but I think it probably was. It's going to be a corner to Whitby. 8 minutes left. And it's going to be Max Howells to take this from Whitby's left-hand side on his right foot. Howells with this corner, taken short. Here's Doherty. Doherty crosses this ball in, cleared there by Ferguson. Good stuff from Connor Smith, the right back, who's got time to cross this ball in. He does towards the back post, and there's the inevitable equaliser from Rowe. And that was a good ball in, Paul, and it, to be fair, it has been coming.
Yeah, we can't really complain. We've hung on for a long time with a goal lead. And Whitby have drawn four games at home this season. They've all been by 1-1 score lines.
You have that stat up your sleeve.
Oh, yes.
So in the 82nd minute, Whitby have got their equaliser. And now we've got an interesting last 8 minutes now, haven't we? Here's Ennis to Gilboy. Gilboy out to the right-hand side. Gabidon. Gabidon loses out. And here's Beeden now on the ball. Beeden plays it forward towards Mundell. Mundell wins a throw-in. Throw-in taken quickly by Beeden. It's a long throw. And helped on its way there. Here comes Howells into the penalty area on the byline. Good defending from McLaughlin.
And now FC have to stand firm.
One bounce flicked on. Blinkers gets to it. Headed clear there. And played forward by FC United. Gilboy puts a challenge in. Referee's playing advantage as Whitby have the ball. Cleared by Jones. Whitby back on the ball. Here's Mundell. Jones, good challenge. Very good challenge for Curtis Jones. McLaughlin, good ball to Van Gilboy. Gilboy now on this left-hand side. There's not many options in the penalty area. Gilboy moving along the 18-yard line now. 20 yards out. Plays it square to McLaughlin, who goes for goal. It takes a deflection. Who's he going to break for? It's Munro. Oh, he wouldn't settle for him. Munro still with the ball, though. Munro turns. McCruyff turn there, heading out towards the corner flag. Back with the ball. Plays it back down the line here to McLaughlin, and the move breaks down a little bit for SC, but here's Jones now. Jones to Munro. Munro square to Bennett. Bennett's got time to have a dig. He goes for goal! Oh. And what a finish from Aaron Bennett! Superb stuff from Aaron Bennett. And on the 86th minute, FC United again have taken the lead.
And there were Whitby players down on the floor, absolutely distraught. That was a terrific strike. And we've seen this so many times now from Bennett.
Well, that was a great strike from Aaron Bennett.
Right into the bottom corner.
Just when Whitby are starting to really believe they could get 3 points out of this game, FC United have just, with Gilboy down this left-hand side, it all started. I think it was McLaughlin who drilled the ball towards him, and it just, FC United just started to string the passes together, and it just, Bennett eventually found the space for the shot, and it was a great finish. Bland with no chance.
He's been trying several times tonight to get a shot on target, and the ball has always bubbled and beaten him. But that time he managed to get the clean strike in, and it just shows you, if you can hit the ball clean and true on this pitch, you do get a reward.
And that is full time here at the Turnbull Ground, and FC United have taken the 3 points. Both goals, safe to say, have come against the run of play. Whitby getting a goal back with more than enough time to take 3 points themselves, but FC United have hung on in there. The perfect away performance, Paul. 2-1 win.
Never has so much been done with so little for so few. I think that was a remarkable victory, considering the balance of the game in the first half was wholly lopsided.
22% possession for FC United in the first half.
And then for FC to take the game in the second half, come out, play much better, and it was a fairly even second half. But to concede in the 82nd minute, I think, was so deflating to concede so late.
Yeah, because you were starting to think that we were going to get away with it.
Yeah, I was thinking back-to-back clean sheets, we're almost there. And then to conjure up a winner in the closing minutes when you've been pegged back to 1-1, that's a remarkable piece of work. And we've got to say that Bennett is a player of much higher calibre than he is here.
Well, Neil said that in his post-match interview on Saturday. He should be playing higher. And you see it with a finish like that. He really should.
And he's done this many times now, hasn't he? That goal he scored at Ashton, for instance, to win us the game.
Yes.
You know, he is a match winner. There's no doubt whatsoever. He's a game changer.
Well, the game certainly changed right on half-time. FC United really on the back foot. It was all Whitby. And Dec McLaughlin, it was from a corner. A corner routine, and Dec McLaughlin was there, a finish to Bland's right hand side, just snuck into the between the goalkeeper and the post. It was a great finish, goalkeeper with no chance, and you could just feel here in the main stand that just took the wind out of the sails of Whitby, to use a phrase. It was just soul destroying for them, wasn't it?
Because
it was just like, we've had all this game and there's FC United just getting a goal right on half time, but spurred us on a little bit in the second half because we did play better.
I think the great thing was that Renault had something to work with in the dressing room at half time. If we'd gone in a goal down, his team talk would have probably been more difficult. But this is a coupon buster.
It really is. Yes.
In Whitby's situation, they had to win this.
And like we said, they got the equaliser on the 82nd minute. You know, it was going to be theirs. They're the ones with stuff to play for. The momentum has shifted, and FC United go down the other end 4 minutes later on a counter-attack, stringing the passes together. Bennett's there in a pocket of space, and again it's to Bland's right. Bland with no chance. It's a great strike. And yeah, back-to-back away wins, Paul.
Back-to-back away wins. And it's the first time since April 2023 we've won 3 league games in a row.
Well, we did say in the build-up to this game, Paul, that last season, in the last 7 matches, we managed to pick up 15 points out of a possible 21. It was a good end to the season. We did run out of steam towards the end of the campaign, but that closing moments of the season did feel good, and hopefully we could do the same again against teams who've all got stuff to play for. Oh, man of the match, I thought you were asking me to do the interview on Teller. I've got a hat on, my hair's a mess. That's a good question from Tim. Man of the match, Paul.
We never actually considered
this. No, we didn't, because they were all mountains tonight. I thought Ferguson was brilliant, by the way, against a very tricky player. Gabaldon was good. Munro was good. Bennett was good.
I mean, Ennis has rolled back the years tonight.
I think, McLaughlin was good.
Yeah, him. Yeah.
Right, OK, we'll go with McLaughlin.
Yeah.
Right. Okie dokie. Well, we're going to be joined by Neil Reynolds, who's sprinted up here, and why wouldn't he have sprinted up here, because it's a brilliant game. Neil Reynolds, FC United manager, joins us now live on North Manchester 106.6 FM. Neil, the perfect away performance.
Community radio, so I won't say what I said at half-time as I sprinted off the pitch, because I was mad as a wasp. For large parts of the first half, that wasn't us. We stood off, we give them too much time. We let runners run off us. We got the goal before half time. The words were still exactly, probably more ferocious. I thought we came out second half. We were outstanding. We ran. We worked. We got touch tight. I thought we were desperately unlucky to concede. But we conceded. But you can see the character and, you know, momentum and winning games. It goes a long way. And you can see, you know, although I wasn't overly pleased with some performances, it's good to have big players back and they're getting match fitness again. Yeah. But all I demand, Ben, is they run, and they run hard, and they did second half. And then obviously Bennett, you know, in his number 10 shirt that he loves, he's just scoring goals. But I thought, you know, take the 35 minutes away in the first half, I thought we were well worthy of a victory in the second half, and that's what their manager said as well.
Just going back to the first half, one thing was very noticeable. I mean, the classic example was Jan Palinkas here. The ball bobbled, and I think it was stationary. I don't know how that's happened. We really struggled with the pitch to get a grip with it. I mean, some of the back passes were just, yeah. I mean, what we meant to do. I mean, there was an element to it where we were struggling to string passes together, and I think the pitch did play its part.
I thought the rotation of the midfield three causes all kinds of problems, and usually as a midfielder, and I've been there, you stay in there and go, I'll have that man. But the rotations were that good, but we didn't go with the runners, and that's what was then causing us all kinds of problems. And then the centre-half would step out and they'd play around us. I'll tell you what I said at half-time, the top three weren't working anywhere near hard enough. I said to Buckley, you won't play in the team unless you run. You know, and he didn't, whether or not that's coming back from injury. However, I thought second half, in particular when we made the changes, we started being more energetic and we started with the crowd, could see that. And we got a foothold in the game, and then you could see us moving the ball around. We had a couple of efforts from Dante and Deck. And then obviously we can see, but, you know, the maturity of the side and the confidence of the side then to go. And when you've got a Bennett on the pitch, when you've got a McLaughlin on the pitch, when you've got a Dante on the pitch, you know that you've got a chance of winning a game of football. And that's what happened, you know, and we're delighted with the 3 points tonight.
How handy was that goal right at half-time? Because to say it was against the run of play would be an understatement, but it was handy. And I'm imagining that really helped the team.
Yeah, and I'm not going to stand here and say that's the manager's masterstroke. You know, first off,
you did the corners.
Yeah,
this past week.
I did the corners. Surely. But we just wasn't our fluent self. And whether or not we kind of blew everything out against Bakersfield on Saturday, I don't know. Whether or not the journey, whether or not the hour arriving early just kind of made us a little bit lethargic, I can't put my finger on it. But, you know, the lads accepted it, and we've just accepted the huddle there. And I said, you know, if I've got to do what I've done at half time, you know, 3-4 times a year to get the best out of us, I'll do that. Because it's a long time since, you know, I said what I said and went the way I went. But it got a reaction, and sometimes the lads need that little bit of a G-up, and they see how much it means to me, and you can see how much it meant to them, and you see how much it meant to the fans at the end of the game. It was an amazing way of performance.
Safe to say the second half was much better. We played really, really well. And like you say, it felt like we were going to get away with it. The goal... They were bombarding us a little bit, but we were defending it pretty well.
They threw the captain up front, and it caused all kinds of problems. Then we got the winner, and then we dropped into a back five, and I thought we stifled them. But, you know, when I say run, people go, of course players run, but when I say run, run intelligently in the first half. We let runners run off us. Yeah. We didn't run intelligently, and we do lots of things on our recovery runs and our recovery shape. And for whatever reason, whether it was great play from Whitby, whether it was poor play from us, they got the better of us in the first half. But to get that goal on the stroke of half-time, didn't give the lads a let off. I probably was angrier than what I was if we didn't score, but we definitely got our points across at half time. It's a long time, Ben, I'll tell you this, that Rob Emery and myself have spoke for a full 15 minutes at half time. Mm-hmm. We were still speaking as the bell went, and the guys were like battered and bruised. They wanted to get out of there, but we needed to earn our money at that point, and we did. We came out second half. I thought we were a different team.
Speaking of clever runs, let's talk about the second goal. I mean, it's just a brilliant run from Gilboy, just to open things up a little bit, and that's then the base camp for the next attack. And it was such a great goal, that second goal.
It was brilliant. Bennett. I thought Munro did loads in it as well. Munro came drifting wide, which we've worked on that in training.
Did a couple of Cruyff turns.
We got it back central. You get Bennett in around the box, you know there's a chance. And like I said, you've got players on the pitch like that, of that calibre, and you go and score. And listen, I'm delighted for everyone in that dressing room. I really am. And probably some of them young lads haven't seen what they saw at half time. Probably George has come from City, might not have seen that before. But I just said to the lads, you know, the day I apologise for what happened at half time, I'll quit. I'll quit, because I've got so much energy and so much desire and heart for this football club. I want us to do well. And I know when we don't play as well as we can do, and we've got good players out there, there's no excuse for making excuses. We've just got to do what we've got to do, and we did second half, and I thought we were excellent.
Yeah, we really were. A special mention for Murray Jones as well. He might get lost in the wash a little bit, but that back pass stretch on his left foot. Curtis Jones. Really, really vitally important as it transpired.
He's brilliant. The most impressive thing was right at the end of 2-1. That ball was, I was looking right behind and it was swirling and he just took it and it stuck and, you know, great hands for a young goalkeeper. But listen, that's for every good team you need a good goalkeeper. For every good team you need a good back four, a good midfielder. And we haven't had it all season. And I can't stand here tonight and say, all right, Charlie Elver wasn't here, Michael Donoghue wasn't here, Aaron Morris. But big players were here tonight and big players have stepped up in that second half. And it just shows, and I don't want to kind of say, oh, there's nothing to play for. There's everything to play for, FC United. You know, everyone was telling me before the game how well Whitby have done this season. Well, Whitby are 8 points above us now, and everyone's raving about Whitby, and maybe they have done well, but put our 3 points on from Marks, can we go 45 points behind them? And they got beat against Marks. So it's, you know, it swings and roundabouts. We've just got to finish the season, Ben, as strong as we can do. Hopefully we'll have Donoghue back, we'll have Oliver back for the weekend, we'll have Morris back, and, you know, we're going into a big bank holiday weekend now, but we're going on to on the back of four victories.
Three straight wins in the league. We've not done that since April last year, I don't think. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you throw in the Dragoons win, that's four straight victories now. Nice little spring in our step heading into this big Easter weekend, like you say, against Macclesfield firstly and then Ashton United. I mean, this is a big couple of games coming up.
I mean, I don't know, how have they gone on tonight? Do you
think Macclesfield were 2-0 up the last time I looked.
So listen, we're going to go there. It's going to be a sellout crowd. They're going to, you know, they've got loads to play for, haven't they? Playoffs and, you know, the trophy final and the trophy semi-final. Everyone's going to want to be part of it. We've got to go there and try and stifle their crowd. And I know there's been talk about kind of revolt and, you know, maybe not going because of admission prices, and I fully understand it. And if there's anything I can do to kind of help you get there, then we want you there. And whilst I don't agree with Macclesfield's prices, what I do agree with is us travelling in our numbers and trying to get because the noise tonight from the crowd that travelled were unbelievable. You know, some massive thanks to people that have travelled on a Tuesday night, and we're going to need you on Saturday. And I know it goes against everything what we stand for, and I'm fully behind that, but the crowd means so much to the lads. And if we can put Macclesfield on the back foot and get our fans singing, then who knows? You know, you just never know. But we're not going into it downbeat. I think the Dragoons game was massive for the football club. You know, at that time we just needed to turn.
It's cost it finished trophy. It just, you know, picks everyone
up, doesn't
it?
Of course it does. And we scored 14, which is great. But then we've gone and scored three on the bounce and two away wins. So I can only be delighted. You know, I'm absolutely, you know, I'm over the moon. And whilst I'll keep saying that we haven't won enough games this season and maybe we've underperformed in some people's eyes, in my eyes, when we've got our better, bigger and better players back, we give anybody a game, and we keep showing that, and we've shown it again tonight, Ben.
Last couple of points. We've given man of the match to Declan McLaughlin. It was pretty tough, though, especially when you consider the second half performances. You know, Ferguson, Munro. I do have to mention Ennis as well, because he's done 93 minutes and he was brilliant tonight.
I don't know what to call him. He's just getting better and better and better. And there was a time in the game we thought he was tired, and then he drops a gear and goes again. And we gave him a rest because we knew he'd have to come here, and we might have to give him a rest over the weekend. But the guy's just a fantastic player. But I'm delighted for Deck. I tried to, you know, I'm trying to coach Deck at the minute to play that deep line midfield role. I played it. Sometimes he wants to follow the ball and vacate his position. I was doing loads of work with him in the second half. I thought he was outstanding. He recycled every second ball, he put balls in good areas, he protected Jan and Curtis. That's a mature performance from Deck McLaughlin. And then when we had to ask him to go right back for the last 5 minutes, he did that as well. So loads to his game. Can't wait to work with him for another year. He's going to be a great player. But, you know, well done to Deck, but well done to everybody at the football club. We've got another 3 points and we're going to enjoy it.
Well, Neil, I'll let you catch up with Tim for the YouTube chat, and big thank you for joining us, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done.
Neil Reynolds joining us there. What do you reckon, Paul, after you've had time to think now and digest everything?
Well, what tonight has shown us, again, so many times we've seen this, that a side dominates possession but doesn't necessarily win the game, because it's what you do with it.
It's remarkable, isn't it, how little we had in that first half, and yet we managed. Football's, I know it's a joke and a cliche straight out of the Fast Show, but it is a funny old game. When you've got that right at the end of the first half, it did come out of the blue.
I think I'm right in saying we had more shots on target in those 93 minutes.
We had a couple in the first half. They were a bit, not the best of shots, but we did have
five,
shots.
5-4.
Right.
Off target, it was 12-7 in their favour. So that tells you they had 16 shots in this game.
And the other thing we missed off was they had that volley as well from Thomas. It was such a great effort, wasn't it? And they'll be kicking themselves. They've not got anything out of this
game. You look
game.
At a moment like that, where the crossbar intervenes, that could have been the difference between winning and losing, that moment. If they'd scored then, they could have gone on and won that game.
absolutely. Just to confirm, it did finish 2-0 to Macclesfield against Ashton United. I mean, I've enjoyed tonight because the pressure is off. It's certainly off now.
And it showed, I think, in some ways.
And we're taking on teams who have stuff to play for. It's going to be an entertaining end to the season, this, because you can see against Macclesfield that obviously Macclesfield probably are a different level to Whitby. But, you know, they've got one eye on the trophy. The pressure's on a little bit. They have picked up a very good result tonight, though. So
I think there's massive expectation on Macclesfield from the fans and the coaching staff. I think they are really being pushed out there to win, win, win. And we know what it's like when that pressure's on you, and it doesn't always go to plan, like Whitby found tonight.
Yeah, just a reminder of what's coming up. We have got Macclesfield this weekend. On Monday, Bank Holiday Monday, a game which you can go watch live in person at Broadhurst Park. FC United taking on Ashton United, a local derby. Plus, as well, Ashton will want to bounce back, and they'll definitely need a win now after tonight.
And they will remember that defeat in December over Christmas, when we won there.
Well, that was another great evening, wasn't it? And Aaron Bennett, of course.
Bennett again.
Then we're travelling, 6th of April, we're travelling to Ewan Fields to take on Hyde United. Then Bamber Bridge. Then we've got Guiseley away, and we finish things off at Broadhurst Park on the 27th of April against Lancaster City.
I think we're up to 15th.
Yes, we should be tonight. We should have leapfrogged over both Workington and Bamber Bridge, incidentally. Not really covered the league table off, have we? But just a reminder, next commentary, FC United taking on Macclesfield at the Moss Rose. Join us from 2:30 on Saturday if you can't make that game in person. We are up to 14th now, 2 points behind Ilkeston and Morpeth. So we are starting
we're hunting them down.
We are. Women's team live as well on Sunday afternoon. FC United taking on the league leaders, Middlesbrough.
Top against bottom.
It's a 2 o'clock kickoff at Broadhurst Park on Sunday. If you can't make the game, though, we will have full commentary here on FC Radio. And then on Bank Holiday Monday, also at Broadhurst Park, FC United hosting Ashton United. 3 o'clock kickoff, pay on the gate. But if you can't make the game, live commentary coming your way from 2:30. And speaking of commentaries, this is our final commentary of the season here on North Manchester 106.6 FM. A big thank you to Jason and all the team at North Manchester FM for hosting us on these Tuesday night games. We hope you've enjoyed the commentaries. Just a reminder, this club is my club every Monday night here on North Manchester FM from 9 o'clock. Join Cockers for all the highlights from a very busy weekend. Don't know how we're going to turn that show around in time for the 9 o'clock broadcast, but we'll work it out. Paul, final thoughts. You've got a minute.
This is a lucky ground for us. We've won 6 and lost 2 now from 11 visits. For some reason, we get good results against Whitby, and it's continued again. We couldn't beat them at home, but we've beaten them away.
Big thank you to Stato Paul. A big thank you to Woodzo and to Neil Reynolds for their cameos on the broadcast tonight. Big thank you to Whitby Town as well for the lovely hospitality as always. We're going to go now.
And the North East correspondents have delivered again.
You know what? It's just one of them things, isn't it? You know, when you've got a game in the North East, send Ben and Paul. No worries at all. But from here at the Turnbull Ground on the North Yorkshire coast, you all have a lovely evening. Thank you for joining us. Bye-bye.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.